Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Aloha and namaste, Yoga Revealed podcast. This is Alec Vishal Rubin welcoming your beautiful brainwaves into the heart of yoga. I'm so excited to share this deeply transformative episode with you. After my 3 powerful months of living on Kauai, I met so many amazing individuals that are driving the consciousness of our planet forward. 2 of them being Ashelia and Anya, founders of the new Aloha Yoga Festival, happening in Hawaii on the island of Kauai, September 28th to the 30th of this year.
We come here because the land is so pulsing with how they say in Hawaii, mana, which is the power of the land. It's pulsing with mana, Kauai especially.
It is my true pleasure to highlight their vision and intention on our podcast as we share the intention of the spiritual hub that this sacred island represents for the entire planet. This is a gathering for peace, for love, for community, and for yoga. Enjoy this episode of the Yoga Revealed podcast. Yoga Revealed, a podcast. This is Alec Vishal Rubin, and I am so excited to be tuning in with you all today. Thank you so much for being present with us on this conversation, wherever you are on this amazing planet that we are living on here right now. So I'm currently located in Kauai, and I'm in the beautiful studio of Yoga Hanalei, owned by Bhavani Maki. She is present on this podcast, and you can find an awesome interview where we dive into the sutras. And you'll be able to tune in with her even sooner than later on such an amazing opportunity that I'm so excited to offer to you all, our community that is inspired through receiving the transmission of yoga on how to not only see ourselves, but see others, find God in ourselves and others, through the lens of yoga, health, healing, and peace. And today, while not only being in the echoey room of Yoga Hanalei, thank you for bearing with us, I'm so excited to be sitting in front of 2 beautiful goddesses and women who are bringing together the community of the islands of Hawaii and all over the states, mainland, for what we're calling Aloha Festival of Peace and Yoga.
Aloha Kauai Yoga and Peace Festival,
yes.
And Worldwide Peace Meditation Summit.
I love it. So I'm sitting in front of Anya and Ashelia. Cool. So thank you, sister, for taking time and showing up on time for Hawaii time, you know, aloha.
And early.
Yeah, early. I'm really excited to share this conversation and just drop into what your intention is and how this came to be. And, you know, just the first question that I always like to start, and we'll start with you, Anya, is how did yoga first reveal itself to you? And then we'll hear from your mother, sister.
So yoga is an interesting word. You know, it's like a yoke, it's combining. So yoga came through to me in a very different way. I studied ballet as a kid. So ballet is based on yoga. So in my 20s, when I started to learn the yoga poses, I was like, oh, my body knows the whole thing. And then I start to dive into the roots of ballet, and the Russian people who danced went to India, saw the yogic dances and the everything, and brought it back home and made beautiful dances with it. So, but the stretches, everything is the same. So to me, it was natural flow. And then started teaching about 10 years ago, tried everything under the moon, all different styles and meditations, and finally in the space where I can be really present and be happy with my teaching style, my meditation style, and organizing this festival is a dream.
Sweet. Wow. It sounds like a very expansive journey you've had the last decade to arrive here in the embodiment of radiance that you're living in. I can feel it, I can see it, and I believe our listeners and our audience can hear it. So
mahalo.
Yeah, thank you. And Ashelia, how did yoga first reveal itself to you?
Well, to keep the story simple, in college. I was an athlete growing up, so yoga wasn't in my sphere growing up at all, but I had natural inclinations towards energy work through just a few connections that I had in my high school years. Did a project around self-healing and started to discover much more around psychic healing and all these various different modalities early on around age 18, 19. And my first year of college, I was taking various different classes to keep my body moving so I could stay focused. I did a lot of marathon training classes, you know, sports enthusiast classes. So I took a sports therapy class thinking that it was going to be, oh yeah, flexibility for sport. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. It turned out to be a yoga instructor who also did a little bit of Pilates, and more than anything, she cued for breath. And that was a huge awakening point for me. So I learned that, you know, with that breath that I could take up space. And that was a game changer as a young woman moving into the world, you know, into another chapter and feeling that I could, you know, take up space. And I would find myself in social settings, you know, at that age in social scenes, feeling nervousness and uncomfortable. And I would just start to breathe and everything just calmed and my body was, everything just settled in. I could just be myself. And that was really huge for me. So that was the beginnings of my yoga journey. And then the story unfolds from there. I've been instructing for about 6 years, kind of on and off, more for privates. I started teaching for drug and alcohol recovery and cancer wellness patients. So I started my journey out with a collective of people that either just really needed it or maybe they'd never try it other than in their treatment. So it was a powerful experience to be a channel for these people in these treatments that are happening for them. So for me, it was from the beginning more of a journey of healing than, you know, striking a pose for that yoga magazine or like, you know, for me, it's been a deep journey and it continues to grow.
I really love what you said. I like to echo that is, you know, you were able to be a channel for these people going through their journey through cancer or alcohol or drug addiction. And that is so much so what when student is open and receptive, it becomes just a clear mirror in the teacher space for us to be able to see ourselves through the lens of yoga, through the mirror of teachers. So it's such a beautiful service that you've been able to have over the last many years.
Totally. And
I'm so curious, like how has it been for you two to, like, what initiated two of you coming together to initiate and to birth this intentional gathering at the end of September of 2018 for the first year? Aloha Yoga Festival on Kauai. You should come. We're so excited to be able to share something, a beautiful intention in yoga. So, Anya, do share. I'm so curious. How did this come to be?
I'm trying to wrap my head around it, I think, because before last year, we had a dry run of the festival, and it was called Shakti Ma.
That's what got me.
Yeah. I mean, and I still really, really love that name, but when you dream big and something doesn't happen, you have to go back and you look at your mistakes. And one of the, not mistake, but I think a bigger step in our vision was to turn the name into something that is Hawaiian, something that is peace, something that is, can everyone understand. Aloha is one of those words that is multidimensional, where Shakti Ma we still love and we still connect on so many levels. Maybe we'll do the Shakti Ma dance or something like that. But that's how we connected with Ashila, because she's a Shakti Ma goddess.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely, I was going to say, the name Shakti Ma drew me in, and there was a call out for yoga teachers on the island. So that's how I initially met Anya, was through a dear sister who connected us. And my interest initially was to share the sacred Shakti dance, which is a modality I don't even really want to say I created, but the vision has come through, and it's been, I've been implementing this and birthing this baby for the past 9 months now.
That's coming up.
It's been going down. So that's been a really powerful tool. I've been doing that with women specifically. And Anya really made it clear when I first mentioned that, that she just really was seeing in her vision this like full embodiment of masculine and feminine coming together in divine union, and that just being of major importance to her. And I really resonated super deeply with her as an individual and the vision that she was holding. So, and I could feel that she needed a team. So that's a large part of how I come in strong, because I'm kind of a, I rally the troops. Mm-hmm. That's part of one of my gifts.
Beautiful.
So we could see clearly like, oh, there's something here.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's so exciting. And what is, you know, the, just the name of what, like Aloha, peace and yoga and global meditation. What is your aim?
Right. So that's the really, really big aim. And the aim is almost like it's been an answer, like a answer to my prayer, where looking at all the injustice in the world, after you've done so much yoga and you've done so everything and save your plastic fork and everything, but then there's comes like, what can we do as yogis, what can we do as light workers to change this violence in the world, to change like whales dying on Kalapaki Beach. That was my breaking point, where I saw that like how humans really screwed up the earth by now. And the vision is that got channeled through me is that if everyone meditates synchronistically, no matter what is your religion, Buddhist, you know, Hindu, you're doing TM, you're doing Christianity, whatever it is, if we can all just meditate on peace for those 3 days, September 28th, 29th, and 30th, then there is such thing as changing the coherence of the subconsciousness of humanity. So if we can reach that tipping point, and it's not that hard. I mean, there's millions of us, millions of awakened people around the globe. We're talking to you that you can meditate on the 28th, 29th, and 30th of September. If you're in Delhi, if you're in Moscow, if you're in Boston, just tune into it. We're having kawaiiyogafestival.com, alohafestival.org, alohafest.org. Those are all the, and unify.org is also their huge meditating for peace community around the globe.
Yes. And that will be on, I believe, the 21st and the 22nd and the 23rd. So it's the weekend prior to the festival.
Right.
That will be taking place, and we'll be in sync with them as well. We're partnered with them.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, I'll definitely be sure to post another episode the weekend before and have people mark their calendars. And that's an awesome way. I love that. Wherever we are across the world, I agree, coming together, you know, there's a great, it's One Giant Mind.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of him?
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing gathering of hundreds of people that lock into meditation for this global aim. And I think more pockets of that coming across the world is so beneficial to, yes,
you know, Kauai.
So I was curious, when we had this amazing conversation on the phone, I'd love to hear what your intention was about how, not so much your intention, but more of an awareness of the essence of this island and what this island stimulates within an intention.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, I'm definitely not the only one that feels this way. But it's a strong feeling and insight that I received moving to Hawaii in general, and of course, Kauai specifically. Seeing Kauai as, in essence, the commander station of the planet. And that's kind of a really big claim to make. But I received that in my knowing that this place, what happens on these Hawaiian islands, being a starseed center, is this ripple effect that takes place into the collective field. And it's really potent and strong for those of us that can just tune in and feel that. Mm-hmm. So this is a powerful point on the map specifically to be doing something like this. And when I first moved here, I had a really strong feeling that I would be somehow hosting a tribal convergence slash festival. I felt it and I knew that it was coming. And of course, you know, another year and a half went by and didn't think much of it. And then boom, this lands. So of course, when we first had our initial meeting with myself, Anya, and Lotus Sattva, who's also on the core team with us, we sat in a circle and prayed together and meditated and tuned into the intentions of what we were bringing. And that was one major piece that I just felt so strong in that meeting, was this is a tribal convergence and a unifying of global, you know, coming together, unifying the tribes, bringing in the Hawaiian culture, which is another element that we're working towards, bringing a kumu or someone to come and bridge with blowing the conch every single morning at the heiau, where our ceremony, our festival will be centered around at the Hilton Garden Inn. So we're right on the water by a heiau. Beautiful grass. It's such a beautiful scene.
For people on our podcast who might have heard some of your words and been like, what did she just say? So what's a kumu? What's a heiau? I want to be able to always be a bridge between the spiritual and the physical. Mm-hmm. And I understand personally what you say when you say command center and starseed. What does that mean to you? Okay. I know those are hard bridges to create. Yeah. I totally feel that. And I know it's possible.
Okay. Let's start with the heiau and
kumu.
So a heiau is a sacred site where the Hawaiians, especially in ancient times, but still even to this day, gather and they pray, they sing, they chant. Mm. This particular sacred site, this heiau that we're hosting the festival around, will be surrounded with prayer flags and beautiful, signed, you know, to make sure people are aware of what it is and the meaning. It's actually a
rising sun.
Rising sun navigation point, right?
It's a Hikinakala. Hikinakala, that's the name of that heiau. And heiau is also considered to be temples under the open sky.
Beautiful.
So imagine in that space, and that particular heiau also is the heiau of refuge, which is refuge is peace. And it's overlooking the ocean to the east, so the rising sun is going to rise right over the ocean. So we'll meet it with prayers, with chanting, and with meditation for peace. So when it crosses over the globe, it will carry with it. It's our essence, and people all over the globe can connect and start shifting their consciousness. And kumu is Hawaiian
priestess or priest, right? Or a kahuna. Maybe that's a kahuna.
Kumu is a teacher. It's like, beautiful. Kumu teacher is like sadguru in yoga, or guru. So kumu and guru. And there's a lot of actually similarities in Hawaiian and in Hindu. If you live here long enough, it's kind of becomes apparent.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And what else?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's a little bridge point. Yeah, so now we're on the Starseed Commander Station. Well, Commander Station comes from Star Trek. No, just kidding.
Well, it kind of is.
It kind of is. Star Wars.
Yeah.
You know, we're all Jedi.
Yeah, we are.
We're birthing the new Earth together. Come on, let's just, like, plant these seeds
it
right
is.
Here.
It's creating a reality paradigm.
It's an Star amplifier. Seeds.
Yeah,
that's
it's an amplifier.
That's what I feel. It's,
yeah.
It's like whatever you project, watch out. Like it can happen like that day or it can happen like...
Very true.
We're like the... We're in the vision space too. A lot of people come to this island and...
This is Ajna.
The Ajna. They come here to totally drop in. Some people call it Monk Island.
Mm.
A lot of people get lost in Kalalau and don't really ever have any desire to come out. You know, I mean, it's just one of those places that people come to completely decompress. You can feel it as soon as you land on the Aina, on the land. It's just a space to unravel
and totally unwind. I feel that. I totally agree. And I'm coming from... I've been here the last 8 weeks, and I got 3 more weeks. Before that, I was in London for 7 months. And that's a concrete jungle.
Yeah.
You know, there's a...
how do you survive there?
You know, eventually I was able to find gratitude for the fact that I was peering into another facet of my consciousness that I've never had access to due to having a lack of present Ohana community and family, and I was in lack of constant connection to the power of nature.
Wow.
So once I really went into that darkness and I surrendered to it and I stayed with my yoga and I stayed with as much nourishment in light of what I'm putting in my body as possible, I was able to know that again, this too shall pass.
Mm.
You know, and then next thing I know, I'm like, oh, I'm in Hawaii. Yay! I made it through.
Yay.
Of course. Yay. Like always we'll make it through when we're in the storm, you know, and sometimes it feels like, I mean, I can definitely like tune in, close my eyes, and be like sitting on this couch being like, ugh. Is this ever going to end? Like, it doesn't feel like it's going to end. And, you know, getting through and having prayer, you know, being in a state of prayer. It's a very intense, fast-paced location on the planet. And it is a interesting portal over there in London. And I totally agree with what you say, how be mindful on this island of what you speak. Because it can and will manifest and think. And it can be very quick
especially
to manifest.
Meditation.
Yeah, you know. And yes to everything. I find the sense of how this island is a starseed. I really resonated with what we had spoke about individually on the phone, Sheila, was how, you know, that which the collective community of Kauai and just these islands of Hawaii are... creating to express as examples of shift, evolution, and change expands at a very vibratory and high rate to the rest of the world to be beacon. We're beacons of greatness to inspire others through on how to shift the economic paradigm that most people might be operating in to be able to see from another facet of how to be and how to live. And it sounds like that is one of your intentions.
It is the beauty of the whole, like, you know, answered prayer is it's so simple.
That's what I was thinking.
You know, sometimes it's like you're like hitting against the wall. How can I change it from the inside? And it's unreal. I studied history, sociology, everything under the moon, like to really get to the point of it. And I was like beating myself for not finding it. And then it was like answered. I was like, just meditate together. Like really?
Yeah, right.
That's simple. You're like, yes.
And connecting to the Aina, connecting to the land, the earth.
And each other.
That is, I mean, what so many people who are gravitated to this land our star family, which are in my, the way I would describe that is a collective of individuals on the planet that are grouping together. They're magnetizing to one another with a similar intention and way of being in the world, which is simply to connect to them, their higher selves, and to shine that out. And that's our goal and mission, just to spread that spiritual connection to thyself, to the land. So we come here because the land is so pulsing with how they say in Hawaii, mana, which is the power of the land. It's pulsing with mana. Kauai especially. I mean, all the islands. We're looking at like the Big Island is flowing with lava right now. Kauai just went through some serious flood. I mean, this land is purifying for a big... I see it as like a collective healing and prayer. There is a purification taking place across the board on a collective scale. So this is just a, you know, the macro meets micro. Like, what's happening on a physical level is a representation of what's going on the energetic level.
Yes. And I really like how you said group people all across the world are attracting and magnetizing. And I think that you'll resonate with this. We're about the same age, same generation, and you are not of our generation. We are not of yours, Anya. And I find it so beautiful how there are different generations that are aligning in core dharmic soul service beyond who Anya is, Ashelia is, and beyond who Alec is. And it's just this full recognizing self-healing modality to activate this planet, and to activate ourselves, and to activate the community. And
we're so really much awesome. More than what we see. Like, if you could see each other as a huge piers of light, and then this human body... it's tiny. And then you're like, oh. But that's what people throw their hands up. But they're remembering that light is still inside and connecting on that level where everybody has the light connection around the globe. And like you said, Lex, is like the center point where you can like kind of amplify the intention. Mm-hmm. That's why we want people here who are called. Who are like, I'm a light worker. This is what I've been waiting for all my life. I'm a light warrior. I'm a Lemurian. This has been calling me. Come on out. Bring your energy here and let's change.
And, you know, I'm so curious, you know, what you just said, like, to remember inside who we are and where we come from. What about during those human moments? Where we forget.
Just breathe. That's what Ashelia said. Breath is our blessing. We're dead without a breath.
It's true.
In so many levels. So we can walk as zombies. We're living, but without the breath, we're still walking zombies. So in like that moment of me being a mom and like trying to scream my head off, like breathe. And you take three breaths. And then you don't have to do that anymore. So then you can kind of like become your higher self and be like, honey, I can do that for you.
Yes.
Yeah, keep your vibration high. I mean, I was really feeling that when you were sharing your London experience, that what you put in your body and the yoga practice, the breathing and the exercise that you were getting your blood pumping through your system and alkalizing your system. Alkalization, breath, earth. I mean, it is simple. There's simple little key points of like, just stay close to the earth and whatever, you know, as much as you can, be still with the earth and receive the messages that are coming through. We all have access. It's an old paradigm thinking that there's certain individuals on the planet that have access and others don't. That's old paradigm. That's old news. That's so 5 minutes ago.
What would you say to somebody who might be listening, might be like, well, I don't feel, I'm not speaking for me. I do personally feel a connection. And it has happened over many years. For me, I can recognize that 9 years ago, I would not have been able to have this conversation with you whatsoever. And I wouldn't have been open to it.
You think she's crisis.
Yeah. I would not have been open to it. Absolutely not at all. So what would you say, you know, with compassion and love and empathy and understanding that we're all on our own journey and we're all on our own path of where our consciousness is and where our contract is with this lifetime in this present moment on the timeline, what would you say to someone who might be saying to themselves, well, I don't really feel spiritually connected in that way, but I'm open to hearing? I think anyone that's listening to this podcast is open.
Yeah.
An open individual, you know, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, definitely want to hear from Anya on this too. Cause I mean, what I share with, you know, family members or people that are maybe just barely embarking on this path of connectivity, or maybe they haven't even, and just to kind of bridge to them, first and foremost, no preach whatsoever. That creates, you know, resistance. That creates the opposite effect of what we're trying to bring forth, right? So just meeting them where they're at, but still holding your vibration by continuing to breathe, continuing to come back to the things that you know keep you centered, whether it be your yoga practice, what you put in your body, et cetera, et cetera. But as far as what I would say to them, if they were inquiring, and that's the biggest piece, are they open? Are they receptive? Are they willing to receive the information, first and foremost? If not, there's just resistance. Mm-hmm. And if you're being met with that resistance, then that's what it is. We can pray for them, right? We can use that meditation and that prayer field to speak to maybe their higher selves, mm-hmm. and we can do the work on another plane. Mm-hmm. But in the physical form, only if they're receptive and willing to hear. Mm-hmm. And then we can share what is it for them. And as an individual, yes. I mean, all the things we've already named on this podcast are big pieces. So
right. Yeah, I'm feeling that just by me teaching students over 10 years, and that 10 years, the humanity started to be more awakened to the yoga, to the meditation, to the just a possibility of getting out there and breathing. Because 10 years ago, I didn't have 80-year-old people or 20-year-old in their bikinis doing yoga. It just wasn't happening. So I know that the shift is happening. After 2012, people are starting to wake up more and more. Personally, I've talked to people in the last year who've been like before on like self, like drinking or drugs or anything. They're finally going, and I'm tired of it. Mm-hmm. People are waking up from being abusive to their body, to their mind. So when they are ready, like you said, only then we can help. Then when you're ready, you will find your teacher. You know, it's mm-hmm. like it's that saying, you know, when a student is ready, they'll find their teacher. So that's pretty much all. And can't preach, but at the same time, we can show. Mm-hmm. We can show with colors, yeah. We can show with our attitude, we can show with our like shining light. And this festival, I think, is like one of those shows. Like, we didn't have that on Kauai. Well, why not? Mm-hmm. Well, let's make it.
It's been a long time
coming. You know, it's been a long time coming. So it's just that energy and green light been shining everywhere. People have been super stoked about it and open. So I know it's time.
Yes.
We know it's time. Mm-hmm. And like the same with Ashili. Like the moment we talked, we have so much parallel. Everything is like so. And I've been connecting with so many people on this planet and on this island especially. They come from Vienna. They come from Denmark. They come from wherever. And they're like, yes, this is exactly what needs to be done. So they feel the same vibration. So I know it's needed. Mm.
So. That's amazing. Yeah. Thank you. So I'm curious, what would be something that you feel as a collective? I'm always hesitant around like, we need to hear this. Or we need that. You know, however, you know, what is it? What is something maybe that facilitates continued evolutionary growth on an emotional, physical, spiritual scale? What do you feel would be something that we could share, like one golden nugget with the community that's listening right now?
Sit with yourself as many minutes as you can a day, just with yourself, and just watch yourself breathe If you don't know any mantra, just watch yourself breathe. If you have a mantra, say a mantra. If you want to say a mantra and don't know it, you can say Om, you can say Shreem, you can say Kleem. You can repeat one word. You can just really hold yourself with your eyes closed and feeling what is underneath your eyes, what is inside that space, and just kind of connecting with that, because we're so much more than the skin and bones. Mm-hmm. We have this amazing, huge spirit within that is just like ready to come out and shine. Mm-hmm. So tuning into that little pieces of light, and then eventually you'll be like polishing that glass. Oh my gosh, look how much more and more and more light. And then it's like the goddess Kuan Yin once said, don't you forget that the light of the thousand stars shine inside your heart.
Love that. Yes. Shelly, what would be a golden nugget from your heart that you would love to be able to share?
That one's hard to beat. So I think I'll speak to the yang aspect of that, because I would say that first and foremost, and I would say move your body. Mm. Keep moving as well. Find the balance between the yin and the yang, the breath and the movement. So that's where our hatha yoga practice comes in. And of course, this festival is about more than just the hatha aspect. So there's the many different limbs of yoga that we can be bridging into this festival, and we will, especially over the course of the years. But yeah, so move your body. I love to dance, and I find that the yoga practice is so important and key. That's foundational, because you're working with the foundations of your bones and the balancing of both sides. So there's this structural aspect of the practice that I appreciate so deeply and that I will always come back to. It serves as an anchor for me on this planet. And if I stray from that, I always come back to it. Yeah. I just always come back to it. And then the dancing is an element of bridging in the feminine component of that masculine and moving Shakti, life force, moving earth energy through your body. And just allowing your divine higher self to stream through your cells and witness yourself moving. Rather than planning that movement with your mind, actually witnessing that movement moving through you, spirit moving through your body and breathing that life force as you move. It's so simple, and it's something that you could create a practice of as well. So there could be some movement, whether it be a yoga practice into some, you know, flowy dance movement, and then sitting in stillness after all the joints are open and free, which is actually in India, right? That's how yoga really began. They practice yoga so they can sit for hours at a time. Mm-hmm. So with that being in the intention, I mean, it's really ultimately an accumulation of coming to that space of complete and total stillness within and being able to revel in that.
Mm-hmm. Yoga on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Thank you. I love both of those two golden nuggets. And, you know, with two more questions, this first one, you know, I feel that we have this physical intention. So the community coming together to, yes, be still and to hold this frequency and to move and to radiate and expand this medicine and movement. And I feel that there's also this bridge of the spiritual. So can you speak to that?
Sure. So there's so much spiritual on the planet, but Kauai, again, being that mini world, it has those pearls of, we have Hindu temple, we get Lawai temples, we have amazing amount of heiaus and spiritual places around the island that is reverent by all Hawaiians. We have Mount Waialeale, which is the wettest place on earth. That's where Hawaiians believe all the water on the planet comes through. Wow. This is our continuous flow of Wai, which is water, on the planet, and it purifies and transmits. And one of the interesting transmissions that I got before was that Kauai is the last part of Lemuria. And backing up to your question about what Lemuria is, it's a first continent that was on the planet. It was a unit, a one continent. And it was very enlightening. So the beings who lived here, they came from supposedly different planets as spirits. Mm. And this is where the Garden Island, the Garden of Eden, the spirits are coming to this place. So when you go to Kalalau, people are like, oh, this is the Garden of Eden. Yeah. You know, like this is where the spirits came in. So in my transmission, I saw that this is the very, very last peak of the humongous mountain that was on top of Lemuria. And that's what Kauai is. And that we still have that vibrant, potent energy field connecting with Lemuria. It's like that light bridge. And that's why people come here and they've never been into spirituality or don't even know that name. They go and they get transformed here. They get their mind changed because they feel. Mm-hmm. And when you feel, you become more believing what you're doing. You're like, oh, it feels good. Mm-hmm. I'm connecting with my soul. And when you're connecting to your soul, it feels good. When we're disconnected from our soul, no matter how much money, no matter how much goodies, no matter how much booty you have, it always feels odd. It's like, yeah, I have it, but when your soul is like rich in this mana and it experiences like on every beach and every step that you take on this island, then you can definitely feel what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Can I get a...
Yeah. Mm.
That's so deep. I truly connect with that on such a, yeah, spiritual level and a physical level. I feel like my body resonates with that. Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And I feel a beautiful way to conclude this podcast and this interview is, can you guide us through a prayer meditation?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if you are driving, don't close your eyes. If you are somewhere where you're able to pause, just stand still, be present, sit down, let your palms face up, it'd be awesome to be able to connect in this frequency together in this present moment.
So if you can come into the space and time where you allow yourself to be aligned with your spine, sitting, standing, laying down, your preference. Take a deep breath in, breathe into the space between your eyes. Bring your shoulders up, rolling them back, releasing all that space behind your shoulders, your neck, unlock your jaw. Unlock your temples. Exhale all that extra energy that we accumulate consciously or unconsciously. Shake out a bit, releasing all your lymphatic system. Make any sound you want. Let's pause and breathe in, bringing shoulders up again, rolling them back, decompressing, letting our shoulders hang down underneath, our elbows hang down our shoulders. Tuning into our facial muscles, letting them relax. Turning off our brain, letting there be a space between our breath. And very slowly, as if you're drinking this precious air, start to breathe every ounce of it into every space of your available body. On the very top of that inhalation, pause, feel yourself, witness all this prana within your body. And then the exhale completely, keeping that light within, release the tension. Release anything that you're done carrying, that you're letting go. So this is the simplest prana recharge. Inhale light, pull it into every cell, into every space in your body, mind, essence. Keep yourself, feel yourself in that light. Keep in the light, release only tension and darkness. And because you released so much, breathing in again, all that light, keeping it into the light. When you feel completely removed from all your toxins or old programming, release that light into the world. So then it becomes the flow of light, inhaling light and shining out light. Whenever you're ready, go ahead, bring the palms together to your heart center. Place them on top of your heart, noticing your own heartbeat, centering at that pulsating energy within your being. Acknowledging yourself, send so much gratitude, so much love, so much just beautiful gratitude to every cell in your body. Reminding yourself what else you're grateful for. And I'm so grateful for everyone. Connecting with that space within, that light within. Reminding ourselves that we all have that light and we're tuned in. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Namaste.
Namaste.
Aloha. Namaste. Yoga Revealed podcast community. Thank you so much. We'll tune in with you soon. Peace, peace, peace.
Yoga Revealed. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode inspired you and opened up a new thought wave into your mind and heart about life. If you are interested and feel called to Kauai for the Aloha Yoga Festival at the end of September, go to alohafestival.org and grab your tickets. Be sure to use Yoga Revealed for a discount. And be sure to message me on Instagram at @AlecLoveLifeYoga and let me know that you're going. I'd love to connect you with some tribe that will take care of you and love you up. That's what this is about, global community. Remember, the word aloha means breath of God, and that is what and who we are. With all the high vibes, until next time, your brother, Alec Vishal Rubin, is sending you love from Boulder, Colorado. Namaste.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.